Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. The work that Bob does in the community and the many communities that he works with is really important and fascinates me. So when he gets started talking about his latest projects, the work he's facilitating, and his approach, which is a key element in this episode, I am glued to the screen. The screen being Bob's face in this case. Enjoy.
Okay, I did something weird this week that I know kind of shocked Patty. Well, it was weird in the way that I do things, but I was having a Zoom call with Advent Health. And they wanted,
as we all do sometimes.
I love this client. I work with them for years, and they bring me in to do training and fun different stuff. They like to burr the hard edges off of my material, which makes it really palatable for everybody. But it's a little bit hard when we do it for the first time. But so I'm on the phone with the chief of staff of the president of the Orlando region for Advent Health and his assistant and a student intern. And they are asking me if I would come in and do a talk for their leaders because their boss had seen me at Leadership Orlando and it was a really great class, 104. And so I said, sure. And they're like, well, we'd like you to do 30 minutes. And I'm like, I'll be honest with you. I don't like doing a 30-minute talk because 30 minutes, I don't have the impact that I have if I have an hour. It's good flash in the pan, but I can't get stuff inculcated enough into your brain, your heart, that you walk away with something. So they're like, well, half hour. We're going to, you know, that's all we can really afford to do. And I say, okay, I tell you what, I'll charge you X thousand dollars to come in and do that half hour. Or I'll come in and do an hour for your group and I'll do it for free. And they like look at each other like, is he kidding?
Is this guy crazy?
And then they just look at me and they say, you can have an hour. And I go, interesting. I just traded my values for the money that you would have paid me in order to ensure that I have an impact on the people, because it's worth more to me for your 210 leaders to walk away with good knowledge and skills that they can go out and change the world in a positive way than to not come talk to your folks or to come talk to them for a half hour and have less of an impact.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is like a metaphor. I'm like, yes, it is. But then I told Patty, I'm like, hey, this is what I did. And she goes, what? Because everybody knows that Advent Health earns a lot of money.
Yeah. And you're over here giving the milk away for free.
And I am. And guess what? So what? Because I'm not giving it away to Advent Health, really, even though it seems like I am. My relationship is going to be with the 210 leaders who show up in that room. And if I can take those people and give them a little extra juice, give them a little bit of direction toward helping humanity even more, I think, you know, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. So there. So that was, I've been talking way too much. Like I do, you know, why do you let me talk so much?
Because I love hearing your stories. I'm looking at the little voicey thingies.
It's a bugaboo?
They're pretty close.
Okay. What, yeah. Really? No.
Yeah, percentage-wise. I do talk, just because you don't listen to me.
No, I do. I love listening to you.
Just learn. Pardon.
Hi, gang. It's Bob. I know I talk too much during this podcast, and my podcast partner indulges me. I know this because the love of my life points it out to me when she listens. I appreciate both of these human beings very much. And I'm going to talk a little more right now, because this episode was about giving. And giving is such a good thing. It's added amazing things to my life. I just want to encourage you to give where you can and where you feel it. You don't have to give as much as I do or in the ways that I do, but I promise you that if you find a way to give, it will change everything. Not just for the recipient of your gifts, it will change everything for you. And that advice is my gift to you. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening and giving. We'll catch you next time.